This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a not all that long list of names, families, really, that sort of epitomized American business and industry of the 20th and, to some degree, the 21st century. Ford, Rockefeller, Walton of Walmart fame, of course. And what about Hilton? I'm not talking Paris, but we will get there sooner rather than later, I promise. The Hilton brand started out in San Antonio, New Mexico. The kid everybody called Connie. And eventually became one of the biggest hotel chains on the planet. Randy Taraborelli tells the story of the Hilton family from Conrad to his kin in his new book, The Hiltons. Randy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
One hates to judge a book by its cover, and I won't because we're going to have a long conversation about it. But on the cover of this book about Conrad Hilton is, of course, Mr. Hilton himself, Zsa Zsa Gabor, his wife, his son, Nikki, and his wife, Elizabeth Taylor, and, of course, Paris. It's quite a way to start.
Anytime you can get Elizabeth Taylor and Zsa Zsa Gabor and Paris Hilton on the cover of a book, that's interesting. And, of course, all of those people are key players in the story. But Conrad Hilton is obviously the center focus in this book and the empire that he built.
He starts literally in his father's general store.
That's right, exactly. He was a kid. He was about 19 years old working for his father, and they had just experienced the stock market crash in 1902.
Yeah.
And they were looking for ways to make money. And Conrad said, why don't we rent out a couple of the rooms in this general store, which is where they also happened to live.
Yeah, I mean, we should say it was like a 10-room house,
it was
right?
A
10-room
house.
Kept building out. They had eight kids, and exactly. Everybody had their own room, right?
Yeah, so they rented out these rooms at $2 a room. His mother cooked the meals. His sister cleaned the rooms. He was responsible for the baggage. And that was really his first foray into the hotel business.
Yeah, and he tries a couple of things, right? He tries his hand at various businesses and then eventually goes back to this hotel idea.
Yes.
Makes it pretty well, and then comes the Great Depression, which I think, you know, my read of it is that that's when he proved his mettle as a hotelier and a businessman, yeah?
Yes. You know, Conrad Hilton came up during a period of time when most people felt that America was never going to be able to recover. And he had this optimism about him, and he had a code, a moral code, where he would not declare bankruptcy.
You tell actually a great story of how he kept these hotels during the Depression, when nobody was traveling, nobody needed hotel rooms, and he goes and scrapes and borrows like $500 from a bellman or something, right?
Yeah, there was a bellboy who actually said, you know, I'll give you $500 because I really believe in you. And he took the $500, and that bellboy ended up profiting on dividends in Hilton hotel stock for the rest of his life. People who helped Conrad Hilton out when he was young and struggling, stayed with him. Many of them ended up on his board of directors.
Huh.
And I think that that's really a big part of his success, is the fact that he wasn't a shark.
Visionary is a strong word, but when we started traveling as a population, he knew that we would want American-style hotels overseas. And so he said, you know what? I'm going out and I'm going to build these hotels overseas.
That's true. He felt that commerce overseas only benefited America's economy. You know, as Americans went overseas, they began to Americanize, many of the cities that they went to just by virtue of their presence.
Yeah. Is it true that he put his autobiography in bedside drawers of Hilton's all over the world? Is that?
That's true. I mean, his autobiography of 1957, which was called Be My Guest, was in every bedstand, along with the Bible.
Beginning of Bible. And was that him, too?
That was him, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of, by the way, the Hilton family cannot let you get out of here without asking you what he would think today of what that family has become with Paris and all the rest.
Well, I know that, you know, the family mandate is this. You can do anything you want to do with the Hilton name except go into the hotel business.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I met probably 50 Hiltons, none of whom we have ever heard of. Whatever you think about Paris Hilton, you have to admit, she built her own empire and made $50 million doing so.
It is a book called The Hiltons, The True Story of an American Dynasty, and we have gone from Conrad to Paris. Randy Taraborelli is the author. Randy, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.